Well, today we're at Cam High School in Oneida. We're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2015, and we have...
Tyler Steele.
Tyler, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Doug and Lynette Steele, and I have one sister, Erin.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about classwork. What did you enjoy?
Oh, my favorite classes probably included band and vocal. I mean, some of my more challenging math classes ended up being more fun than I thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a good challenge?
Oh, I like to challenge myself occasionally, but too much is just too much.
That's the definition of too much, too much. Talk a little bit about teachers then. What teachers did you enjoy? Are there some that pointed you in the right direction?
My favorite teachers here would probably be Mr. Romano, our band instructor, and Mr. Miller, our FFA advisor.
What makes them special?
They just are always there to support you and just help you out whenever you need it.
In what ways?
Through classwork or through listening to any problems that we have, you know, with just about anything in our lives.
Should it be more to be an effective teacher, especially in a small district where you get a real chance to connect with people, should it be important that they're more than just about the curriculum?
I think it should be very important. I mean, in other bigger schools, you may see your teacher once a day. However, we only have two math teachers here, so times last year I'd be seeing Mrs. Stender, one of our math teachers, like two or three times a day, and it's good to have a relationship with them to just be able to communicate with them and everything like that.
Yeah, nice to have a go-to. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
Like I said, I'm involved with band and vocal. I'm also involved in the CAM FFA chapter, the Grant Guys and Gals 4-H Club, our speech department. And that about sums it up fairly nicely.
You have a favorite among all those things?
Oh, I might make somebody mad if I pick up a favorite. But I would probably say that my favorite would be FFA.
It's your favorite. Yeah. It is what it is. Why FFA?
Well, we get to do a lot of community service projects through FFA, and we have a lot of fun going on trips like the National FFA Convention.
Yeah, it's a good rallying kind of activity, too. You guys do a lot of things together.
Yeah, we do. We have a huge connection, you know, between the whole schools from, honestly, the eighth graders in the middle school all the way to the seniors.
Sure. Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about what about accomplishments, first of all, before we move on. Is there anything that you're going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school days, something you've accomplished?
I would say my proudest accomplishment in high school would be being nominated for the All-State Speech Contest. It was a huge honor.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the future then. What's up for you this fall?
I plan on going to Creighton University to major in either biochemistry or pre-med.
Okay. Why'd you choose Creighton?
I chose Creighton because it's one of the best, most elite schools in the Midwest. So I thought it was a good fit, and they offered me a decent scholarship deal, so I wouldn't have to pay as much.
Oh, excellent. So do you want to get into the medical field? Is that where you see yourself?
That is the plan, yes.
Specifically, do you have any idea there? Because medical field's kind of a broad field.
Right now, I kind of like the idea of being an emergency room physician in a bigger city, like such as Chicago.
Okay. Well, excellent. You've got a plan put together. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Well, I think they should mostly know that us upperclassmen aren't that scary. We can be occasionally, but we're not that bad. Also, just try everything you can your freshman year and see what you like, see where you fit.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you on your achievements, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it. And next we have...
Tierney Sothman. Okay.
Tierney, tell us about your family.
My parents are Rod and Melina Sothman, and I have two brothers, Malachi and Tegan.
Okay. Which one's your favorite? I guess you had to think about it. we'll take that one off the table. What about, let's talk classes. What did you enjoy?
I really liked your book because I got to be creative for the past 2 years, and I just really love doing it. Yeah, I'd say that's my favorite.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that pointed you in the right direction?
I would have to say Mrs. Johnson and Mr. Miller. They're always encouraging and go-to if you need help with anything.
Are they kind of the favorites among a lot of the students?
I think so.
Why?
They're awesome people.
Okay. Enough said. All right, let's talk about extracurricular activities. You've been pretty busy. What's kept you busy?
I'm really involved in FFA, 4-H. I've done basketball and volleyball. Drill team, dance, a lot of other things like that.
Mm-hmm. What's the favorite? What's your favorite among all those things?
I would have to say dance. Was on the drill team here, and I've done it all 4 years, and I go to Dance Atlantic, and at the studio twice a week. So,
now, is that something you see yourself continuing with? Is that a lifelong skill that you can continue to work with later on?
Maybe. I might join a dance club or something at Iowa State where I'm going in the fall. But other than that, I'll probably miss it a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. What about accomplishments? What are you most proud of when you look back at your high school days?
I would have to say getting my Iowa and FFA degree, and I made the All-Iowa Honor Dance Team 3 years in a row.
Wow. So. Well, that's a lot of fun. Very good. Well, you mentioned Iowa State. Why did you choose Ames?
My family has been Iowa State fans ever since I was little, and so we've been up there a lot, and I just really love the campus. And, yeah, I just wanted to be a Cyclone.
It just feels comfortable for you?
Right.
Okay. What are you going to study?
Child, Adult, and Family Services.
Okay. What got you turned on to that field of study?
I really want to help people with my career. I've interned with the preschool and the special ed classroom, and I really just like working with kids. So that's just a general area I want to work with.
Okay. Is there a specific field that you get into with that degree?
I'm not sure as of right now, so just heading that direction.
Okay. Still gives you some options down the road. Mm-hmm. Give those 8th graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Well, my younger brother's in 8th grade, so he's coming up, and I've told him a lot how all the teachers are really easy to go to and talk to if you need help. It's really not that scary when you come up after the first week or so, and it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, and again, congratulations on your achievements. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tierney. Okay, and next we have?
Mackenzie Swinkey.
Okay, Mackenzie, tell us about your family.
My parents are Jeff and Karen Swinkey, and I have two sisters, Stephanie and Michaela.
All right, let's talk about classes. What'd you enjoy?
I think my favorite classes were band, vocal, different internships, and I kind of enjoyed Spanish, too.
Okay. That's a wide range of things. What about teachers? Any important teachers for you when you look back at your high school days?
I think my favorite teachers would probably be Mrs. Peterson and Mrs. Stender.
Why those two?
They always pushed me, and they were always there for me to help me with whatever I needed, and they really got me ready for college.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't have anything to compare it with, but the small school experience. You haven't experienced a large school, I assume. The small school experience. You know all your classmates, every single one of them. You get a chance to know most all of the teachers in the school. You've gone to school with these same students all through your educational career. Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing? Does that help make this a much more comfortable experience?
Yeah, I think being personable with them, you can go to them about almost anything, so being able to connect with them on that aspect and also having them teach you, you can feel more comfortable around them and you can ask them questions and you don't feel like you're just kind of, it's just not an awkward situation. You know that person.
Yeah, absolutely. You always know there's somebody there for you with your back. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
Oh, geez. I've been in band, vocal, speech, basketball, volleyball, softball, track, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I think that's it.
You think that's it?
I think so.
That's pretty busy schedule. Did you intend to be busy when you started high school? Was that a goal of yours to get involved?
Well, I've always done sports. I've loved sports ever since I could do them. And my sisters had always done speech, and band and vocal were something that I've always done. So it was kind of like I've got used to it, so it didn't seem like I was busy until got a lot of homework and you get into sports and stuff. So it was always normal to me.
Yeah, time management, you learn it as you go. A favorite in those things?
Probably my favorite activity would probably be either volleyball or speech. Speech has really helped me with being able to speak in front of people. I was always nervous, and then it helped me step out of my comfort zone. And volleyball, I've always enjoyed it. It's always been my favorite sport to do. And
okay, well, not too nervous sitting here today, I guess, then, right? Let's talk about the future for you. What's up this fall?
I plan on going to Metropolitan Community College for culinary arts.
Okay. Why'd you choose that school, and what got you turned on to food? Because, I know we all eat. You can't say that. That's not an acceptable answer. But what makes you want to do that?
Well, Metropolitan Community College has a great program, and They have a 100% job advocacy. I think I said that right. so I can get into a job right after I graduate. And I've always loved to cook. I think what really got me is when I made, I think it was 50 cupcakes for my uncle's birthday party, and everybody was there like, oh, I loved them, I loved them. Hey, when you get a bakery, I'll buy from you. I was like, yes, a start.
So are you more into cooking or baking?
Baking, okay, mainly.
Very good. So you'll be making wedding cakes, birthday cakes, cupcakes, pretty much everything that makes us, well, you know, not as shapely as we'd like to be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. All right, that's what we like to hear. Well, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
High school isn't as bad as what you seem. I mean, I remember coming up to, when I was coming up to high school, I remember thinking, oh, geez, this is going to be a lot of homework, everything. And once I got up there, it was pretty smooth. And, I mean, I'd also say give 110%. I mean, don't just slack off because it'll really hurt you in the long run. Just keep trying through everything.
Okay, good advice. Mackenzie, thank you so much again for your time. Congratulations on your achievements, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Excellent. That's Mackenzie Schwenke, Tierney Sothman, Tyler Steele. They're some of the tops of the class of 2015 at CAM High School.